Аудиозапись номер 36. Exercise 5. Listen again and make notes on how the speaker's feelings about their visits changed. Speaker 1. My name is Adrian James, and I went to Russia on an exchange program. I had always wanted to be able to live overseas, and I finally got my chance last year when I went to Russia for one semester. Before I left, people would come up to me and say that I was mad to have chosen Russia of all places. They also didn't understand why I would want to go to a former communist country. What they didn't know is that the Russians are now free. During my stay in Russia, my life was changed in a way that is difficult to express to other people. I lived with a magnificent family who treated me like I was one of their own. When I left Russia, my whole host family cried, and they were all sad that I was not going to be staying with them anymore. That sadness really broke my heart, but it also made me feel like I had accomplished something big. I'd actually come into this family not knowing any of them, and left feeling like I was truly one of them. It was like a dream come true. Coming back to the US was really hard for me, because I knew that I was going to have to go back to the same routine that I was doing before I left. In Russia, every day was new to me, and every day was a new challenge. I also made friends there that I knew would last a lifetime. When I came back to the US, I was more open-minded about everything, and I looked at the world in a different way. It was so wonderful. I started telling people about my great experience there, trying to make them more culturally aware, and it actually worked. There is never a day when I don't think about my experiences in Russia. I will always love that place. Speaker 2.
My name is Lisa Watson, and last year I decided to take a gap year in order to go to Japan on a university scholarship to study Japanese. Learning Japanese was incredibly difficult. There are three different alphabets, and I really felt lost in translation most of the time. In a country where people know only basic English, not being able to express yourself can be frighteningly disorienting. If you are planning to visit Japan, be sure to learn the basics before you go, or else be ready to polish up your mime skills. But language and culture shock aside, Japan is actually great fun. A hyper-modern youth culture makes the average Japanese city a very attractive destination for adventurous gap-year goers and backpackers. Working part-time as an English teacher also meant that I could afford to do some traveling around Japan, and I was surprised at how beautiful the country was. But getting used to Japan was hard. When you are so obviously different from everyone around you, you become extremely aware of your own cultural associations. I've never felt so British before in my life. Stereotypes follow you wherever you go, and you begin to wonder how true they might actually be. But when I think about it, investing so much effort in getting over the initial culture shock only made my time in Japan all the more special. And sometimes it was actually nice just to wander alone, feeling a bit lost anyway.